Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Whatevs. So, today I am finally going to be doing one of the episodes that I promised, the origami episode. So, to be honest, I am not the best at origami. It's just that doing that paper airplanes episode inspired me, and I thought that this would be fun. And so I decided maybe I should do this, and I'm going to. So, since I don't really know how to do origami the best, I picked out a couple YouTube videos that I'm going to watch, and I'm going to be making three things. I have three sheets of paper, and I picked out three videos, aka tutorials. I'm going to be giving credit to them as when we click on it. They're not too long. They're each around about 4.5 to 5 minutes long, each of them. So, yeah, before we get started, I wanted to give you a couple little updates. First of all, this episode is on a Saturday, so that's good. I'm going to be trying to do them every Saturday, as you may know. But I might do them more than just Saturdays whenever I have something important to say. Tomorrow I will have something important to say because I need to, as soon as possible, show you, this is the next update, my microphone. I am going to be getting a microphone for my podcast, and so things will sound so much better. And so it's going to be here tomorrow in the next episode, pretty much, and you will be able to hear the better quality through the microphone tomorrow in my next episode, unless of course you never know, maybe this new electronic has some sort of setup that I need. And so it might take some time to set up, so I might have to do it on Monday instead, you never know. But I think it's going to be on Sunday. I'm just warning you, because, of course, I have no idea. I may not predict the future, but I'm going to be getting a microphone. Anyways, I have three sheets of paper here. And I am going to be doing origami. Now, let's see, let's get the music. You always need that lo-fi in the background, it's the best. Let's see. Background lo-fi. I don't know how well this sounded in the last video, but anyways. So the first thing that we are going to be origami making is a fox. This video is a 5-minute tutorial that was created 2 years ago. The fox looks adorable on the front cover, and it's by Magic Folds, the YouTuber who has created this amazing origami video. So if you want, then you can watch that video instead of doing this podcast episode, of course, unless you're just watching the podcast episode for the podcast episode. I don't know. So I picked this one, first one out. First, of course, there's the Grammarly ad. There's always the Grammarly ad. Grammarly has sadly become some sort of joke on the internet. It's sad. Anyways, oh, I might have to repick some of the things that, okay, first is a fox, next was going to be flowers, and it's still going to be flowers, but I might change the last one. The last one was going to be sunglasses, but I might change it to birds, or bunnies, or a turtle. No, the turtle one is 13 minutes long, I'm not, or a cat, it's 12 minutes. Some of these are too long to do. There's also a butterfly, maybe I could do that. Butterfly or birds for the last one. I don't think I really wanna do sunglasses anymore, seeing that exists. So Magic Folds Fox, and here we go. Let's do this. So it's showing the fox right now. It looks really cute. Let's learn how to do this. Oh, okay, so apparently you need square paper. I'm just going to test this out with a post-it note instead then, Just test it out with a post-it note. Okay, so you fold the post-it note in half, in long ways, I believe. Yeah, and then you turn it over and you open it, and it's cut straight through the middle. Then you fold it again. And the side that you fold it on is you have it held so that the fold is in the middle. And then you fold it like that, so the fold is still in the middle, the last fold. So first you do that, yeah. Don't forget to crease it. So then you take the corner and you fold it over to the corner diagonal from it. Okay. Open that up, fold it over again on the other side. Okay. It takes me so much longer than it takes the person making the video. It's because they just like easily crease and have it perfectly lined up, and I'm just like, I can't perfectly line it up, bruh. Okay, so then you, wait, I can't tell what's happening anymore. Okay, then you take one of the corners and fold it to line up with the middle. It's not looking too bad, even though I'm just using a straight up post-it note, square-shaped. So now it looks a bit like, then you turn it over, it looks like a straight up diamond. Oh, I found that this might like turn into some sort of fox head. It looks kind of like it might turn into a fox head. Okay, okay. So you take the top and you fold it in and down, and it will look like, I don't know. I can't explain this. I don't know why that surprised me so bad that he did that. But did. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. He keeps surprising me. So then you take the corners and you fold them over and align them up with the edge of this little triangle pointing out of the top. Let's just say that. Yep. You align it perfectly and then you crease it and then you unfold it and then you do it with the next corner maybe? Yeah, you do. Okay. Yeah, there. Okay, I did it. Ah! I did as you say, Origami Master. So, now it looks like some sort of robot. It used to look like a diamond, now it looks like a robot for some reason. Oh! What the... Okay, so you take one of the corners, and I think you fold it up to I'm scared. Let me see how I did that again. Okay, Okay, so there should be a little bit of a line in the middle of one of the triangles, and so you fold one end into that little triangle and you keep it folded. I believe it's something like that. Oh, okay, and then you fold the whole thing to line up with it, I think. Something like that. Okay. So this is kind of confusing and hard to like say what is happening, but I'm trying. Let me just see which part he just folded up there. Yeah, he did fold that. Okay, this is not gonna look as good as he made it. Wow, beautiful. Totally matches up. I am unimpressed with myself. Wait a minute. Dang it, I did do it wrong. How is this done again? Sir, I am slowly giving up. This is not working. It looks like a crumpled piece of paper. I'm sad. I'm gonna just leave it in the way that I tried to do it. Nope. I can't do that. Okay. So that, and then you took the edge and folded it over to make that. Okay. Okay, this actually isn't a total failure. It looks like it, though. Okay, this looks like a complete failure, so let me just. Wow, this totally looks totally looks accurate. Totally. Yeah, his flap is like huge and going up the right direction and stuff. Mine is like wrong. Mine just looks wrong. But it'll survive. Okay, then you do the same hard destructing action with the next side. Fold it to line up. You fold it and line it up how it's supposed to go. Okay, did that, did that, did that, did it. Okay, I understand. I understand. Okay, Right. Is this, wait, what? Oh, and then he just folds it over. Okay. He just folded it over. Oh my gosh. How did I not notice that he just legit simply folded it over? I thought he did something insane again. Mine looks nothing like his, like comparison. And you see mine and you're just like, what is that? Okay, I think I'm just gonna retry the other side. Like it's nothing, it's nothing. think I might slightly, somewhat understand how to do this now. I think it would be easier for you, if you're trying to like get a tutorial out of me right now, I think it would be easier for you to watch the video. Yay, I redid it and it looks correct. Yay, I'm doing it now. Oh, yay. Okay, mine looks like his. Oh, thank goodness. Wait, what? I think you just folded it in half. Okay. Right now, this makes no sense how this is going to turn out. It looks like a little plane. How is it going to turn into a fox? But okay. What? Okay, so just fold it up halfway, kind of normal, So you just took that whole piece and folded it up there then? Okay, and then you cup it. Okay. What? Yo, that looked like magic. It is called magic folds though, so. Okay, they look like little cups on the sides now. See, this obviously is some sort of plane ship. You see? It's obvious. It's nice. Nice and obviously. It's so easy to make. What did I expect? Okay, so he has these nice and done nicely. How did he get it be done so nicely? Okay. Wait, what? Okay. So you take a middle piece and you fold it. What? Am I doing this right? I think I am, but I'm not so sure. You're supposed to be turning it into its own kind of little cup right now. This music is sad and representing how this is hard and makes me feel like I can't do it anymore. Ah! Wait, what did he just do? Okay. He's good at origami, unlike me. Can't tell what he's doing here. He's taking the inside of this and then folding it down so that the middle folds in. What? How? I'm stumped right here. I'm semi doing it. Wait, what? I keep having to go back because I don't see what he's doing. My fox looks sad because its ears are like flopped right down next to its face. Wait, what? No, it looks right back where it started. Dang it. In its own, not completely right back where it started. Okay, so I kind of forgot to turn one into an ear-ish, so did that real quick. Then I pulled it back. They look like ears-ish now. Except the ears are definitely bigger than the head. Mine does not at all look like his. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just gonna take a quick picture to represent. One more minute. Just taking a quick picture to represent how unlike each other they look. And then I am going to probably make this the front cover of the origami episode. Funny. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but I'm probably going to be moving on to easy lotus flowers. Okay, let's see. Is this one also with square paper? Please say it is not. Easy lotus origami. Okay, it's still with square paper. I'm just gonna fold in my normal papers and cut off this part that I fold until it looks like it's square. I'm gonna turn a normal paper into a square paper. I'm doing my own freestyle origami. I'm kidding, we're gonna be making a lotus flower. I'm just doing freestyle origami to turn it into a square piece of paper first. Become square. Okay. So this is the lotus flower video by, Ornella Origami. So this time it's a girl. I got that square piece of paper. So you just take the first corner, fold to the diagonal corner, as always. Perfect beginning to making a flower, of course. First make a triangle, definitely the same shape as a flower. Wow. Okay, so apparently the video stopped itself when I was trying to make the lotus flower, but pretty much what I did was I had to cup it a lot, and I learned how to cup a bit better, and I folded tiny pieces. I had to fold in the corners like 15 times. Like, I'm so glad that I decided to just make my own normal paper instead of using the post-it note again, because the post-it note would have become like ant size. But I made a cute little lotus flower and it looks amazing. I'm so sad that the video stopped itself. Because it was fun. It was actually good to listen to for once. So anyways, I'm sad because the podcast made you guys have to miss that. But I'm gonna be doing freestyle origami. I'm just gonna fold into the... I don't even know what I'm gonna make. I'm just gonna randomly fold, okay? I think I'm gonna turn it into normal square again. I learned a trick to be able to tear paper in an exact line that you wanted to tear in. It's good, but it's not always that satisfying. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the trick and why it's not satisfying. So pretty much, what you do is you take the paper and you fold it in the direction that you want, in the direction that you want to cut it. The part where it's folded or creased in specific is where the slice or the tear is going to be. So that's what I did. I folded it. Then you fold it in the other direction. You fold it in the same spot so that the crease is in the same place, except you fold it in the other direction, on the other side. So the flap is on the other side. You keep doing that, but every once in a while in the middle of flipping it, you have to lick the part where it's creased because, of course, when paper gets wet, it's easier to tear. So that's one of the steps. You do have to lick it, and it's not always the most satisfying. Or you could just flip them on both sides and just crease it a bunch. Maybe that'll work. I don't know. I tried that once. I don't think it worked that well. Oh, and keep in mind, sometimes that tearing technique does not always work perfectly. It does do a perfect straight line, but what it doesn't do is not always tear perfectly. Sometimes it can tear in if you misdirect it or something. But it's definitely better. Anyways, freestyle. Into dub. I did learn something today. That if you want to fold paper into the middle, the easiest thing to do first is fold the corners to make an X. Therefore, you can see the part where it is in the middle, and then you can fold it into that middle. It is much, much easier. Oh my gosh. For once, I actually aligned the triangle crease. Anyways. I don't know what I'm going to make, but I'm going to make something. Then I'm going to name it by what it looks the most like. Okay, so I just folded all the corners in, and then I'm going to flip it over and fold the corners in on this side. I swear, if I'm making a fortune teller without even realizing it, that would be hilarious. it's just the nice sound of the nice, beautiful sound of folding is what you are hearing today, I believe. Okay, I made it so that it looks double-sided, now I'm folding it in half. I'm taking a corner and putting it up because, I don't know. I'm turning this into a hat. I don't know what I'm doing. I did that wrong. I'm doing a freestyling and I just said I did that wrong. How can you do something wrong in a freestyle? I don't know, but I did. Apparently. Folding it in half again. Going to see what this becomes. What is this? Wait a minute, I could turn this into a cat from here. Okay. I think I'm going to. I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna try to turn this into a cat now. Currently, it is a monstrosity. Soon, it'll be a cat. Somehow. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Never mind, this is not a cat. What is this? What did I make? What did I just make? The creature of unknown name. The folding of unknown folds. The thing of unknown thing. I think I made something. I freestyled and made something. I actually did make something. Oh, what is this? What is this? Okay, so my freestyle origami does not look too bad, and I have two things that it might be. I have no idea what it is, but I went to my dad and asked him, what do you think it looks like? And he said, well, from specific perspectives, it looks a bit like a wolf. So it's half wolf, half airship. Yeah, it looks a bit like some sort of ship, like that goes in the air. Like from one perspective, it looks like that. From the other perspective, it looks like a wolf. But it's cool, and that's what it is. Anyways, so I did that. And then I have my little lotus flower that I also made. I think I'm going to do another one of those for like multiple of them for my friend Allie's birthday party. I am going to. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Tomorrow I'm going to be getting that microphone that you guys are going to hear and everything. So that's going to happen. And soon I think I might read. Okay, I need to ask my friend. But we wrote on the first episode of the Nileve podcast that I did in California. On the first episode, I made it with my friend Brooke, and that's the friend that I actually wrote a book with. And we were obsessed with, don't judge us, The Hunger Games. So we have a Hunger Games fan book, but trust me, it is not horrible. It is not bad. It is not, well, let's just say it's good. It's pretty good. The first book is about 200 something doc pages, and well, there's actually two different settings of Google Docs that I use. One has the measuring thing on the sidelines, and the other one doesn't. The one that doesn't has like bigger pages, and so it's 200 something pages, but on the one that does, which is the most more common one, it has like 300 something pages. So it's a pretty long book. We're in the middle of the second one right now, but I could, after asking my friend, publish the first one onto my podcast. Read it chapter by chapter on the podcast, possibly. I'm gonna have to ask my friend and make sure that we're both comfortable with this, because it's pretty big to be doing that. Wanna know what I think is cool? I'm just gonna put this out there. What I think is cool is that with this podcast, I want to be an author when I grow up. It's just true. I want to be an author. I can be an author now, except I just think I'm not completely ready for that yet. But as I get older and once I feel ready, I think I want to start publishing books. I think that it's cool that maybe I could, like, I think it's cool that I can like read aloud some of my books on this podcast, and like as a younger person than my older version of self. Let's just say that. I can. It's like I have the books that I wrote when I was this age right now, and I can read them onto this podcast. And then when I'm older, everybody could go all over this podcast and listen to what kind of things I used to write and how I was as a kid author. And then when I'm older, I could also read it and be like, huh. So, like, this is me in the process of being an author. And when I'm older. Okay, this what I'm trying to say here is not really making sense. Pretty much on this podcast, I can say, I can make an audible of some of the books that I have at this age, and then as like an actual author that I don't know might be like a well-known author, you never know. Maybe they could be maybe that maybe my older author self could is like the older author of self, and people who think that the older author self is a cool good author. Maybe those people can go back on this podcast and see what I was like as a kid. That's what I'm trying to say. It's kind of cool. I just realized that's thinking pretty deep. Because I'm still that kid right now. Huh. Well, I I think I am going to end the episode here. Thank you for listening. I hope that this could be as entertaining as I hope it was. I hope it is. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Bye.